This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. Today we're talking with Holly Michelle, Director of Diagnostic Imaging at Helen Newberry Joy. Now, we've talked with you over the years about major imaging equipment upgrades, and the latest is exciting, a mammogram upgrade. I understand that this is a very personal story for you, and it started years ago when you began your job search in cities both large and small, and Helen Newberry Joy caught your eye.
I couldn't believe that a small hospital had such awesome equipment. And so when I became the director, I think it was in 2000, I thought that's what drew me here. That's what's going to draw other people here is the equipment. So we need to keep up that end of it, because that really was the thing that made me pick Newberry over different areas.
So then we fast forward to within the last few years when you saw firsthand how state-of-the-art equipment can make a difference.
And then about a year and a half ago, I had two really good friends. My best friend passed away a year and a half ago from esophageal cancer, and I went every single day, every time I could, taking him to treatments. And then even 3 years prior to that, I had a really good friend diagnosed with breast cancer. She was doing very well for a long time, probably actually thought she was going to beat it. And then 6 months ago, she passed away. And so you can't help but think, I wonder if we had different equipment. I wonder if both of their cases, if it were to have been caught earlier, would have the outcome been different? The equipment that we have now, it's super exciting. It is going to change people's lives. Instead of catching a cancer at stage 4 or 5, we'll be able to catch a cancer at 0 or 1. And maybe it would just be removing it and not having to watch their families, their children, their friends go through what I went through with both of them.
Exactly. I think a lot of people forget how a major illness affects not just the patient, but friends and family too. So you teamed with Cassie Fawcett, asking for a grant for this new technology, tomosynthesis. How is it different from a regular mammogram?
Conventional mammograms, you take 2 pictures on each breast usually. You would compress the breast up and down, and then you compress the breast side to side between 2 plates. Tomosynthesis, or 3D mammography, which it's also known for, it has an arm that goes across that takes many cuts through the breast tissue, not just a single flat picture, but it actually separates the tissue, and you'll be able to see thin slices through the breast, so it spreads the tissue out, so you're able to see very tiny calcifications, lumps, masses, something like that, that you wouldn't normally be able to see on just a conventional 2D mammogram.
So vastly improved imagery. What's the next step?
They would have the tomosynthesis, the 3D mam, and because our radiologist is off-site most of the time, we would send the exam through the computer over to the radiologist's workstation. He would then, right at the time, be able to look at it. He'd be able to tell then the tech additional pictures need to be done right then and there. The patient wouldn't have to come back a week later with all the anxiety and worry that that may cause, and be able to get the additional imaging done. Along with this tomosynthesis, though, many of the questions are answered and additional imaging doesn't have to be done. Right then, the questions can be answered and the patient can be given, the radiologist would let the tech know right then and there that it's all good for 6 months or it's good for a year. And the patient doesn't have to go home worrying and then get a phone call. We saw something, we need you to come back in. Right away, that puts worry in the patient's eyes, and they're thinking automatically something bad has shown up, when maybe it's just additional imaging that's needed, not necessarily bad, just more pictures, but it causes that anxiety and fear. With the tomosynthesis, many of those questions are answered. The radiologist will look at it. The tech will then do the additional images if are needed, and we don't have to wait, call the patient back. That's what's great about this technology.
And the results can be shared with the patients more conveniently if their caregivers are through the regional clinics.
So through the distance grant, we're able to send the pictures to them. We're able then to send them to the doctors in the outlying clinic. Then when the patient goes back to discuss it with their doctor, they can pull the pictures up and they can have the pictures right there and show the patient what the radiologist is seeing.
Thank you, Holly Michelle, Director of Diagnostic Imaging at Helen Newberry Joy. Now here's a look at the upcoming specialty clinics at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center.